Merci beaucoup.
Thank you, Vice Chair. We're taking the floor. Yes, it is the third time, but we realize that we continue to be still within the interactive discussion and the discussions on Article 6. It's rather important. We attach to that issue serious importance in the context of the convention. We'd like to respond to certain comments made by the delegation of France with respect to our initiative to create a GGE to develop mechanism for implementation of Article 6. But first, I'd like to say that that initiative provides for the establishment of an expert group to draw up, working together, a specific mechanism for conducting investigations in the context of the convention in the event of complaints of possible violations of the convention. That's all we are wanting to do, nothing other than that. Secondly, this initiative is based directly on the provisions of Article 6 and the understandings reached by consensus by states' parties pursuant to the review conferences. With respect to the SGM and its interplay between the mechanism and the Security Council, in accordance with Article 6, this is just one element of the whole puzzle concerning implementation of Article 6. Because Article 6 provides for consideration of complaints of breaches, not just when it comes to application, but also to the development, production, stockpiling, acquisition. The SGM does not address those issues in any way. Therefore, it's necessary to craft an effective investigation mechanism into possible breaches of commitments linked to the development, production, and so forth. Furthermore, in the outcome documents of the RevCons, it clearly states that the Security Council should take a decision, where appropriate, on activating the SGM to carry out investigations into a given complaint submitted by a member state. That means only one thing, that it is the Security Council which can take decisions to activate the mechanism in the context of implementation of Article 6. Might be that the Council adopts a different decision and activates a different mechanism regarding a complaint of a alleged application. At least Article 6 and the understandings in the outcome documents provide for that procedure. Therefore, we would like again to urge states' parties to study our initiative closely. Article 6 needs to be seriously bolstered, especially in light of the absence of a verification mechanism, and especially in light of the fact that a number of states' parties continue to block the work to create such a mechanism. What we need are instruments in the context of the convention to ensure its effective implementation and this comprehensively of all commitments provided for under the convention. And therefore, effective mechanisms for implementing Article 6 would be a key instrument in the absence of a verification mechanism that would allow states' parties to clearly define whether commitments under the convention were being delivered on or not. I thank you.